So we're checking back in with the folks from Managed Community Health Center here in Quincy. It's been a little while, I think maybe the third week in April that we chatted with the CEO, Cynthia Sierra. And today we welcome back Cynthia and also a new guest to the program from Managed, Kim Kroger is here. And Kim is Program Manager for Prevention and Recovery Services. So Cynthia, Kim, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Great to see you both. Appreciate it. Too bad it still has to be virtually, but I'm happy we have this opportunity at least to let folks know what's going on. Cynthia, as I mentioned, I think it was the third week in April that we chatted back when the pandemic was really in its height and things were very critical. Things have improved a bit, thankfully, in Quincy. How are things going at Manit?
And it's really good to be back, Joe. And I'm glad we are virtual because it's still important to keep distance and really important that we continue to prioritize that and distancing in a pandemic. Yes, I think it was the 23rd of April, Joe, that we were last together and Dr. Lily Young, our chief medical officer, joined us. And we are strong and we're honored, frankly, to serve and be in service to residents of the city. And across the South Shore and feel profound appreciation for our partners in healthcare, our partners in social service, and of course our municipal leaders, including the mayor, and would be remiss to not acknowledge the most magnificent commissioner of public health that we have, and Ruth Jones. And so a profoundly compelling time. And for Matt, and it's truly, if you will, strengthen our staff. Not as if I'm biased, Joe, you know, I think we have a wonderful staff of providers and managers and directors, including Kim and staff across the organization at all of our sites. But I think there's an even greater sense of connectedness to the mission and to what we do. We continue to do the very important work of COVID care and COVID screening and testing mobily and then also on location. And we're also preparing for flu and really wanting to be mindful about flu safety and doing the very best that we can to both care for our own patients in terms of flu preparation, chronic disease, preventative health, but also the greater community, because I think it is as important that we're taking care of the communities that our health centers are situated in, and then also the communities and the environments in which our patients live. And so thus our response, both external and internal, in the pandemic. And then also would be remiss if didn't acknowledge the amazing staff here at the health center, Joe, and the best patients a health center could have and their quick pivoting and adaptation to telemedicine and delivering that service around primary care, but also in terms of addiction medicine as well. And Kim knows a bit about that, and our program here provides great leadership there, but also mental health. So along this journey, really have been able to innovate in different ways. And at the same time, Joe, it's been a tremendous pleasure to welcome our patients back into our health center sites for care, knowing that we are doing the very best each day, 6 days a week. We're opening evenings again as well, Joe, to ensure best policies and practices and protocols, particularly around infection control. So probably too long of an opening, Joe, but there's just so much to share on Manit and really, really proud of this team and just so grateful for the patients that continue to trust us with their care and the new patients that have turned to us in COVID. If you will, really sort of galvanized by the pandemic that perhaps I need a provider in my life to make sure that all is well. So thank you, Joe, for having us. And it's such a pleasure to be with Kim. And I think she knows that. And such a wonderful partner in all the prevention work that we do. So thank you, Joe.
Yes, no, I'm looking forward to learning more about the Community Outreach and Prevention Services Office in Quincy Point that opened recently. Congressman Lynch actually even mentioned it in recent remarks too. So I'm looking forward to learning about that from you and from Kim. But I wanted to ask you, Cynthia, Manit, you know, obviously Community Health Center, community is in your name. So you quickly became a crucial COVID-19 testing site, your North Quincy location. Is that still the case?
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for referencing community. And so community health centers like Manet, Joe, we presently serve 1 in 6 Massachusetts residents. And as you know, part of a very strong national network of health centers and essentially safety net providers. And we're here, we exist to serve all from all walks of life. And that commitment that there's no wrong door and no patient will be left behind. And yes, inherently community is in our name. And so it was really clear to us that within, frankly, the earliest days of Governor Baker declaring a state of emergency, that we would find that way to ensuring unfettered access to COVID testing and screening and COVID care. And so with wonderful, wonderful partners, the city of Quincy, again, led by Mayor Koch, and then I would be remiss to also not acknowledge, thank you for reminding us about Congressman Lynch's incredible leadership, and truly, truly in those early days, Joe, of the pandemic, and safely held meetings convened by Mayor Koch, and you know, how can we put together a COVID testing solution? And so, yes, in partnership with the city, we had a tent, and in those mild months, we're able to do our testing outside. And if you will, by design, sort of reduce the size of that tent over time, knowing that concurrently, Joe, we've been doing some facilities improvement projects within all of our sites. And for North Quincy, we were creating, if you will, safe pathway and egress to a new urgent wing, if you will, on the first floor. And that's where we do respiratory urgent work, including COVID screening. So when the humidity really spiked and the temperatures climbed up, the timing was perfect. We were able to remove the tent, and we still offer that service six days a week. And so really important that we continue to do that. And so, and hence also our vigilance about flu, but it truly, truly just an incredible partnership here at the health center, but interfacing to our municipal partners and leaders and knowing that we're in service to the community. So again, an honor to serve in that way.
Sure. As I mentioned, one of the newest projects is the Community Outreach and Prevention Services Office. So if you could, Cynthia, explain what the thought process was for developing that program.
Yeah, and happy to have Kim elaborate as well. So the timing is of interest too, and we've made some deliberate decisions around the timing of opening that office. And as you know, was opened in pandemic. And for us, it was quite important because it was a sign and a symbol of hope. And moving forward in pandemic, and to really have this sixth site, if you will, Joe, because we have 3 sites in Quincy, as you know, 1 in Hull and 1 in Taunton, but to make an extended commitment with the support of the Department of Public Health and the contract that Kim and her team so capably oversee, but also deploy their staff to some of our most vulnerable. And so on Washington Street, we landed in such a great location for us, a magnificent team. Kim can describe the services that happen even in pandemic times and how accessible that we can be. But Joe, we could have perhaps put it off until the fall. We could have perhaps put it off until winter of 2021, but it truly was just so significant that we expand our reach in the community and healthcare continues to be a vital part in the community in all its forms and preventative support as well. So Kim, I'm not sure if you want to provide some more specifics on your team and your talent, their credentials, and the scope of service, if you will, that's available at 549.
Sure. I also want to say we've been doing a lot of these services for a while now. This is not new services to Manet. We've just had an expansion of these services over the last couple of years and really felt it was time to really get sort of a central location to our service region to be able to provide the services at another location. We were previously at our Snug Harbor location. This team, so it was time. We were bursting at the seams in Snug Harbor, but it was also a time to sort of have a place in the community people can identify and come to and know sort of where we were and where to find us. We were very mobile mostly before. So we provide all these services in all of our health centers as well when needed. But this additional space just came at a good time. And opening during the pandemic was a little bit of a challenge in getting everything going and up. But our team sort of hung it out and we got it all worked out. We have great support throughout Manit with all of our systems to get this going, because it was really important. This so the populations we serve are very vulnerable, and they're and during pandemic, it's become more apparent the need for our prevention staff to be out and providing services and have be in the community. So as we got busier during pandemic, we never shut down these services, that we had a place that it was good timing.
Yeah, but just for location purposes, Kim, if I could, 549 Washington Street, Quincy Point, for folks to know where that is exactly, do you know what it was before or what it's near?
It is directly across the street from St. Joseph's Church.
Great, so
landmark. Great landmark, very right on the, we are in, there's residential apartments above us at the storefront, a barbershop right next door, and so directly across, you can't really miss us. There's a sign now on our window. We finally got up, and so you can't. And so that's our location. Let me talk about a little bit of our services, if
please.
I can. So our team, so we call it our prevention team, and we have what staff we call prevention specialists or outreach workers, and our goal is a very public health model. It's working with people who put themselves, who are at risk for HIV, STIs, hepatitis C, and overdose, or anyone who is in need of some services who are struggling with substance use. So we are working in different capacities. We do offer free testing for all of those HIV, STIs, and hepatitis C through a Department of Public Health contract. If someone is not engaged in medical care, they can come to us, no barriers. We can test and treat and get people connected with the doctor if they are in need of that.
Okay.
We also on site provide overdose education and Narcan to anyone who may witness an overdose. So we have, you know, any family member, any person who is currently using substances that might witness someone else overdosing. Anyone who wants Narcan can access it if they have other barriers of getting it at a pharmacy. So we also have a lot of harm reduction material. We have available in to support people to keep them safe from HIV, Hep C, and STIs that we can provide. We also have a mobile van that goes out from this location. And so the prevention specialist staff, we have the on-site location, but we're also out doing street outreach, venue-based outreach, and mobile outreach, where we have a van that can go out to different places or provide services if someone calls us and they can't get into our offices and they're in the Stop and Shop parking lot and we can go and meet them there. So we try and meet people wherever they're at as well.
Okay. Have you seen a change in the number of people needing assistance or seeking assistance since the pandemic?
Oh, definitely.
Really?
You know, this population, and particularly talking about people who use substances, mm-hmm. Their housing is unstable. It's not stable. The shelter system, you know, if they were leaving, they couldn't get in. There was a wait to get in. So it became, there were more homeless. Also, people who were maybe couch surfing or living in crowded conditions, they lost their stability of places or options of where to go. So the homelessness has increased, and really needing, people really needed support because of this pandemic. So we were handing out masks. We were talking about COVID. We were talking with people about how to stay safe. Another part of that is our relationship with Father Bills. We do this in collaboration with them. We also, as a health center, was helping support some of their testing as well. So it was a great collaboration there with them during this pandemic, particularly for the homeless and at risk.
Yeah, the area really is fortunate to have, Manet, Father Bills, as you mentioned, other social service agencies as kind of a safety net during this time, because those folks otherwise might not be able to receive treatment or help.
Yeah, that is the thing. We did see an uptick on people wanting treatment, and treatment beds were hard to find because all facilities had to take less people in, so there were detoxes or ATSs, we call them now, or CSs, were harder to get into during this time. But Manet has a very robust medication-assisted treatment program. And we could take someone from an outreach encounter and get them on medication-assisted treatment within 24 hours if they wanted it. So the connection with the health center, that our staff, our health center, we have telemedicine, we have the support, we can get people access to treatment, not only for their substance use disorder, but anything, very quickly.
Cynthia, this really speaks to the heart of the mission of Manet. I'm sure that that you're aware, and it must be a source of pride for you to have a center like this in the city.
Absolutely, for sure. In Kim's work and her team's work and the primary care providers here, the behavioral health providers, the clinical social workers that really wrap their arms around all patients, Joe, whether you are walking well or you are our most vulnerable patients. And to be a health center, you can't not acknowledge the social dimensions of our patients' lives and the broader extension of community members' lives. And so Kim and the team, they do a truly wonderful, wonderful job. And I think one of the most unsung components of the program is actually reconnecting persons that are most fragile, most vulnerable into a system of care that may have at different points in time, Joe, have let them down. And so it's an opportunity to re-engage them, reactivate, if you will, clinical relationships. And so whether it's a clinical social worker, it's a prevention specialist, it's a public health practitioner in a different way, or it's a primary care provider. And so to be able to make that commitment to the communities that we serve, and to also know that with each and every patient and community member that we serve, we can't know from the surface what they're managing and what they're struggling with. And addiction is just one of those examples, Joe. Whether you're an MIT professor, whether you're an engineer, whether you're a dentist, whether you're fragile, whether you're homeless and vulnerable, marginalized in some way, addiction, we have found, and the need for access to care and pathways is very much a common thread that really connects all of us together as patients. So really honored to be able to have on team colleagues such as Kim that live that out, sort of the embodiment of that work every day. Also, I think a component, if I could, Kim and Joe, that is a little bit under reference in the work that Kim and her team does is the consultancy and the technical assistance that they provide others. And so they really serve as beacons of new learning, and whether it's our police officers, our teachers, our social service providers, our pantry providers, they've come to understand that Kim and her team are safe places to ask those questions. It's okay to be unsure. how to approach, how to care for, how to react to someone that is homeless, someone that is otherwise high functioning, but addiction is taking a toll on that person and their family. Kim and her team are really resources and make it safe to ask those questions. Kim also has an LPN, a licensed practical nurse, that's on her team. So there's an opportunity to do really, really important vaccination work that not only keeps all of us that need that service safe, but those that are around that person. So helps to reduce and stem the tide of certain infections. And then also, you know, Kim's team has the availability in pandemic to be flexible with some of their services. As an example, really led one of the statewide efforts and Stop the Spread. So Stop the Spread, information is there at mass.gov, one of the command center's initiatives to offer testing, if you will, at no charge to those that are deemed asymptomatic. And so Kim and her team, along with other partners in the health center, made possible almost 3,200 COVID-19 tests in that Taunton region. And so just a very, very public health, very versatile team that we have in Kim and the prevention specialist. So we couldn't be more pleased and to be able to have this wonderful, warm, welcoming, safe location at 549 Washington Street, Quincy, where folks can, with a very, very important part of it, a mask, you know, enter and ask a question. So these are always close by. And even here in my office in North Quincy, where I've been throughout the pandemic, these are here. So even meeting with colleagues, just a reminder, if I could, how important a mask is to keep us safe. And I know Kim has inventory at 549. So just wanted to acknowledge Kim for that as well. It's direct service, but it's also consultancy and teaching and education and coaching. Thank you. Yeah.
We have actually a little video of the new center on Washington Street that we're going to attempt to show here. This is my first on Zoom showing a video, so we'll give it a shot. But Kim, give us a little background about this, about a 4-minute feature that was put together.
Well, when we opened this facility, we of course wanted to have an open house so people could see it. But unfortunately, in this pandemic, we really couldn't do that. So one of our staff, Charles Boateng, filmed and created this video of mostly me talking about our services. But it features some of our other staff. So you have some reference on faces that happened to be in the office that day, but he did a great job, we think, and so I'll let you show it.
All right, bear with me. We're gonna give this a shot and see how it goes here. And
hi, welcome to Manette's new community outreach and prevention services offices, located at 549 Washington Street in Quincy. I'm Kim Kroger. I'm the Manager of Prevention and Outreach Services, and I'd like to show you our new space. Now that we're inside, let me put my mask on and come on over here and meet Olivia. She's here to greet anyone who comes into the office and will screen you for COVID and direct you to the right person for services. We have walk-in hours from 12 to 5, Monday through Friday, where you can call and make an appointment at any other time. This is our wonderful, spacious waiting area with lots of light, and this is our syringe kiosk disposal. Anyone can come from the community and bring us used syringes and deposit them here free of charge. This is just some of our harm reduction material that we give out, and staff would be happy to give anyone anything else they need. Here at our Prevention Outreach Services office, we provide both on-site services as well as the team will go off-site. On-site, we provide testing for HIV, STIs, hepatitis C, referrals to treatment. We can train people on how to use Narcan as well as give people Narcan who are in need of it. We also provide individuals with any harm reduction materials that they need. The team does some extensive off-site work, both doing street and mobile outreach, STI trainings and Narcan trainings in community settings, and also visit people after overdoses in many of our local towns, working with our police departments. This is Catherine. She is our senior prevention specialist and our point person for overdose follow-ups. This is Jamie. She is our coordinator prevention specialist. Stephen Cabo is our summer intern. And this is Kelsey, another prevention specialist. We have other prevention specialists doing outreach at the moment, and behind the camera, we have Charles. This room is our interview and phlebotomy office. This gives staff a private place to meet with individuals for Narcan trainings, testing, and counseling around their risks. Our nurse also uses this room to give vaccinations when needed. Follow me and I'll take you downstairs to the lower level. This is our conference room where we have staff meetings and our hope in the future to have some community meetings and trainings once we're able to bring people into our building. This is our storage area, our filled outreach backpacks, and the many supplies we give out are all stored over here. Thanks for visiting us virtually. We will welcome everyone with an open house once we're able. In the meantime, if you would like to stop by, let us know and we'd be happy to show you around.
Nice job, Charles. Very nicely done. I noticed, Kim, that there were hours and a phone number. Maybe if you could review those for folks. It went by kind of quickly.
Yep, no problem. We have, because the team's out often, we have hours really just 12 to 5 currently, where someone will be in the office to greet anyone. People can also call us to make a specific appointment at another time. Our main phone number to reach us is 617-993-0100.
Excellent. And as I understand, Kim and a colleague are going to be presented with a special honor from the town of Braintree next week. What is that all about?
Absolutely. It's Partner in Prevention 2020 Award, and Kim does some magnificent work with the mayor in Braintree, Mary Beth McGrath, his public health director, and Lynn Frano, who is the chair of the Braintree Community Partnership. Kim, I wonder if you want to share a little bit about Catherine and the opportunity to share this acknowledgement with her, and we're so proud of both of you. I think that's September 23rd, Kim. It's an outdoor venue, of course, to keep us all safe.
Yeah, we work with a lot of communities like Quincy, and Braintree is another one. And Catherine has done a lot of work in Braintree about developing their overdose follow-up program with me. And so she is sort of key in that community in expanding the services, and particularly around street outreach and things. So it's an acknowledgement around all that prevention work. I think it's, you know, generally people, when they think of prevention, they think of primary prevention. So I want to just clarify one, like prevention, primary prevention is keeping people from substance use disorder. I mean, that's our goal. That's one of the goals. But we also have a secondary prevention is where we focus on, and it's around public health, prevention of an overdose, prevention of medical issues that could translate. So that's the focus we've had, and I think we're being acknowledged for in Braintree for bringing that aspect of public health.
That's very nice.
So we're so very honored.
Yeah.
Catherine does some great work. I have a great team. We have 9 prevention specialists that work out of here. So it is a pretty large team. People may see them around Quincy. They usually are wearing blue shirts with outreach written on the back, or have Manic backpacks that you saw in the video. But they're all have such passion for the work and are do amazing work in the field. And I'm very blessed to have them such a great support and great team.
So. Great. Anything else you think we should add?
Let's keep talking, Joe. We'll come back. We'd be happy to come back and update. And just on the 23rd, I think it's 5 p.m., Kim, in Braintree, French's Common, which is on Washington Street in Braintree. It might be a good opportunity for folks to come that might be curious about the work of prevention. So
very good.
It is a limited number, so you do have to RSVP there because of COVID restrictions. So,
ManetCHC.org, I know, is your main website. Folks can go to and get all kinds of information about Manet, about ways to contact you, and about services provided. So that's a good first step as well. Okay. Cynthia, Kim, so great to see you both. Really appreciate your time.
Great. Thank you, Joe. You stay healthy.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.